Well, Patrick, I had Mickey Shores. I don't know if y'all had Mickey Shores up there in Flint, but down here in Detroit, and they still do it. They got places that will do that because your radio needs to be hooked up to battery. It really needs to be hooked up to the battery some kind of way. At least that positive hooked up to the battery, and then you can ground it anywhere. But that's the best way to do it because you can't mess up that radio if they don't have good ground. I've done it. I know. But anyway, yeah, I don't know. This is pretty exciting here. I'm talking on a 16 element dual band beam here, 2 meter 440 beam. And you know, I love this beam. It's a real nice beam. But I'm able to get into. I can get up there. I don't even have to talk going through Echolink. I can get in Flint machine. I can get it up just by every Lapeer, Flint, and all that through this beam I got here with 50 watts. I got a Yaesu 991A radio. Love this radio. But I guess I'm gonna have to invest in buying an amplifier as well, you know, because it only put out 50 watts on 2 meters of 440. But, yeah, it's worked fine there, so. And in the mobile, I have a D-Star radio, a 5100, which I love, and I could talk all over the place there. That's cool. Anyway, over to you there. Doggone it. I got your name, Patrick, but I got to write this other gentleman's name down. I forgot. Go ahead, Jeff.